Indiana Bible College is committed to training tomorrow's apostolic leaders today. This is the Indiana Bible College podcast. Over 600 people participated in the first ever Indiana Bible College Worldview Conference. So 600 times, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I'm just kidding. We're not really going to do that. But for real, thank you. We feel like this online conference was a huge success and look forward to bringing you more content like that. So be on the lookout. And who knows, just maybe a session from this year's Worldview Conference will end up on the podcast for you to listen to. For you to listen to today, we have another installment of our student interview series where you're able to sit down with a current IBC student and hear directly from them about the highs and lows, the changes and the growth that they experience while on campus. Caleb Phillips is from Atmore, Alabama, and just completed his senior year. Congratulations to Caleb and all the other graduates out there. Today, Caleb's going to share just a little bit of his journey through Indiana Bible College. I know you'll enjoy hearing his story. Enjoy. We have got a senior with us today. He's been at Indiana Bible College for 4 years now. Caleb Phillips, man, welcome to the podcast.
Whoop, whoop, whoop.
So, Caleb, talk to us a little bit. Tell us who you are, where you're from, what's your major, minor?
All right. So he actually just said who I am, Caleb Phillips.
Yeah, but tell us about who you really are.
Well, I'm Caleb Phillips. I'm from was from Atmore, Alabama. I'm from Gainesville, Florida now. I just moved here. I'm finishing up my senior year of Indiana Bible College. I'm a worship studies major with a biblical minor.
Okay.
And then, by the way, Bible College, it works out for people if you're trying to find a wife. I found me a good one on the first day. So
on the first day.
There's hope. I promise there's hope. But these past 4 years, 4 years at IBC, my first year I was able to be on Chosen and an incredible group. And then my last 3 years has been the great opportunity of being on IBC Praise, and both groups are just phenomenal. If you can ever have them at your church, do it.
Come on now.
No questions about it. Do it.
We had, I don't think that she was with you. Christiana Ballestero is part of this student series as well. She is a member of Chosen as well as you were. There are several that have been a part over the years. So for those who may be unfamiliar with what Chosen is, it's a small group out of Indiana Bible College Corral. And as Christiana explains in that episode, they are a small group that just travels with Brother and Sister Galleon. And then, of course, IBC Praise is the premier group of Indiana Bible College under the direction of Dr. Lyndall Anderson. So, Caleb, I want to tell a story, if it's okay. You mentioned day one of Indiana Bible College. And the story I'm going to tell is not day one, but it is very close to day one. It's kind of the first introduction that I personally had with you. It was it was music tryouts. So in order to be a part of Corral or Chosen or Praise Singers, those groups, there's a tryout process, right?
Mm-hmm. And if you are a musician, you need to go to that and try out, because that will grow you a lot. It'll teach you a lot. That's just a little
throw a little in slide in there. Absolutely. So you were getting ready for tryouts. And at that time, I think we were doing a YouTube series called An Everyday Look, which if you've not gone to our YouTube channel and check that out, that's a great little everyday look. We did it for a semester or a year, something like that. Mm-hmm. And part of that process was just
taking a camera around and seeing what it was like, an everyday look. And we stuck a camera in your face as a freshman, Caleb Phillips, and said, you know, something to the effect of, how are you feeling, man, about music tryouts? And you looked up at the camera with your ultra creased baseball cap turned halfway on and sideways.
That was camouflage, by the way.
It absolutely was camouflage. And you said, man, I'm more nervous than a long-tailed cat in a room full of rocking chairs. And that was my introduction to Caleb Phillips.
Good times. That's usually most people's introduction to Caleb Phillips.
Some form of a one-liner.
Some form, huh? Yeah. I've got the bad jokes down already.
Yeah. So I've had the opportunity, Caleb, to watch you grow not only as a musician, as a leader, but, you know, just from freshman to senior, Caleb, they're night and day. So from your vantage point, I'm curious, what do you see, you know, like, where were you as a freshman? So it's kind of a two-part question. Where were you as a freshman coming in? And then what do you see that has changed the most about you as senior Caleb Phillips?
Man, that's a fun question. So where I was at as a freshman to now, it's God. To be honest. But sure. It's God. But so actually, whenever it's almost like my freshman year of Indiana Bible College was my testimony. So whenever I had came into school, I had been kind of hurt by a certain situation, and I had kind of had friends in the past that had went to Bible college and whatnot, and then as soon as they left, I mean, that was it. That was the last you heard of them, and mm-hmm. they were gone. They backslid and was gone, and that was whenever I first heard of, I'd known of IBC for a long time,
uh-huh.
but whenever I had first really thought about going, it was the thought process of, I'm going to go for a few semesters and then that's it, I'm done. This is my way out kind of thing. And it was actually my freshman year. I actually wasn't even going to try out for the auditions and everything.
Okay. But brother, so you really were more nervous than a long-tailed cat in a room full of rocking chairs.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. But that year, I'd made Chosen. And so I was kind of in a stuck situation. It's like God said, all right, I got you. This is what you're going to do now.
Mm-hmm.
Because if I would have gotten there and I wouldn't have made that group, I mean, and I'm not saying that it's all about making the small groups or whatever.
Sure.
But if I wouldn't have made that position that year, I'm the type of guy that, you know, I stand on my word. If I say I'm going to do something for you, that's it. And mm-hmm. with Chosen, it was one of those things that I said, okay, yes, I'll do it. So I'm not going to just leave, you know.
Yeah.
And, you know, during that time and during those outings, God really began to deal with me on a very serious level through the outings that we would go through. And I remember it was, I believe it was Reality Week. There's actually a video, what Brother Henderson was talking about, the everyday look. Mm-hmm. There's a video of Reality Week and stuff from my freshman year. But we had a prayer meeting one of those nights of Reality Week.
Yeah.
It was, I think it was Wednesday night after Calvary's whenever we did it.
Yeah.
I can't remember exactly. But I had kind of went over into the corner and I just kind of started praying, and it was like God just put me on my face, and just through all those people that I had met, and it was like God said, you know what, if you give up now, these people's blood are going to be on your hands.
Wow.
And just the, I mean, it was I broke out into tears, and I mean, I was squalling like a baby. And that was a very big shifting point in my life and at Indiana Bible College.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I would say, like, sometimes I've heard it said before, you know, Indiana Bible College, it's not the place to go to fix your problem or whatever. But in a sense, for my case, it was one of those things that God, a place that God put me in, that he could shape me and mold me and get me back where I needed to be.
Yeah.
And that's kind of where my testimony came in at. Cause I mean, I grew up in church. My dad, he's a full-time evangelist. And just throughout those years, it had gotten to where I just didn't want anything to do with it anymore. Mm-hmm. And whenever God put me in that place, in that position, he kind of set me up.
Yeah.
Basically.
Yeah.
But that was my shifting point of where I was like, okay, God, I'm going to do what it is that you want me to do. And whatever happens, you know, I'm going to, whatever doors open, I'm going to go ahead and step through it. And that was kind of the point of where I had kind of accepted the call of God, because I'd always heard my dad growing up was, whatever God is asking you to do at that moment, that's the call of God. You know, it might be scrubbing a toilet, it might be leading worship, it might be teaching a Bible study, but that was that moment that I realized that whatever God, whatever doors open up that God tells me to go through, I'm going to go through it, kind of thing.
Yeah. Wow. And so, give me a short example. I know you've kind of already expounded on it, but you know, you noted I was only going to go for a few semesters. Was it that moment during reality week when through your sophomore, junior, senior year, when everything seemed to be, you know, maybe going really well or maybe not going too well, that you were able to kind of think back and say, I don't know if I'm going to be able to make it, but I know that this is where God called me right here because of that moment.
So could you rephrase, say that one more time? I'm sorry.
Yeah. Yeah.
The signal kind of messed up a little bit.
Okay. So can you kind of, is it fair to say, let me say it that way. Is it fair to say that that moment during reality week, where God stepped in and really spoke to your heart, your life, your brain right then, that during the times, no doubt there were other situations where it was like, am I even going to make this, you know? But that clarity that God brought at that one time, it's fair to say that that helped you carry through, kind of?
Oh, for sure. I mean, that was... a lot of times, especially just because of, I mean, on the worship study side, whenever you're getting ready for concerts and just different things, mm-hmm. and getting ready for big events, you know, I kind of would think back to those to that specific moment. I still constantly think about that specific moment today, but just kind of whenever it's starting to get really tough and really hard, I just kind of think back to that moment and say, you know what, God brought me from that, so this is nothing compared to what he can still continue to bring me through.
Yeah, for sure. So let me ask this, Caleb, what piece of advice would you leave for maybe a student, a high school senior or junior who is wrestling with the decision, should I attend? Should I apply? Like, what's the piece of advice that you would give them?
I would say, if you're wrestling with it, go ahead and do it. Reason being is, I mean, you know, Bible college, it's not for everybody. I mean,
sure.
And that's something that I've heard from the beginning, and that's something that I've learned to be true.
Mm-hmm.
But from the past few years of seeing people coming in, staying for like a semester or two, and then they found out, you know, this really ain't for me. They left with the attitude of, I still learned incredible things at this school, and it wasn't wasted time. Some people might say, well, you're wasting your time doing that, but you're really not. You're going to learn incredible things within, I mean, with me, within just a few weeks. It was like, boom, boom, boom. And I believe that can happen to anybody.
Yeah. And then let's flip that on the other side of the spectrum. What piece of advice would you leave for the student that you have attended school with this year as a senior?
I would say it might look hard right now, but just keep pushing and it'll be worth it. Just because, I mean, I've had other seniors pour this into me a lot of trusting the process. It might look like you're not learning anything right now in this particular part of your season of being here, but, just continue to keep pushing. Nolan Graham, he's a graduate of Indiana Bible College.
Yeah.
One of the biggest things that he told me, he said, you know, every single year there was one thing, one very big, strong thing that I did not know how to do. And if you don't know Nolan Graham, he's incredible with music, technology. He's phenomenal. But he said, you know, I was on Chosen my freshman year with him.
Okay.
And he was building tracks. And he said, yeah, I didn't have a clue how to do this last year, but this year, I mean, he ended up making half the tracks for that year's album. And I just kind of gleaned from that specific moment.
Yeah.
Of, I might not know how to do this right now, but look towards what can be accomplished within this year if you continue to apply yourself and really push and try to grow.
Yeah, that one big thing supported by that one big goal supported by a lot of other, you know, smaller steps along the way, you know.
Yeah.
That really does describe Indiana Bible College in terms of, you know, trying to get that one thing nailed down and all of the other ancillary things that help support that. So, well, Caleb, thank you so much for your time. And I just want to say that we're proud of you and everything that you've accomplished both in Chosen and in Praise, and look forward to what God has for you after graduation, man. Congratulations.
Getting married.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, you are. Hey, you have a good day, Caleb.
You too.
Good news for all you listeners out there who would love to continue your education with Indiana Bible College, but simply can't make the trip to Indianapolis to do so. The Indiana Bible College Distance Learning Program is now accepting students who would like to continue their education, complete a degree, or just get an advanced certificate of studies. For more information on this and more about the distance learning program, visit www.ibcdl.com.